The Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations is going all out to fish out non-governmental organisations who are painting exaggerated pictures of child labour in the country. The Deputy Minister Inchi Buisiakosetre said the modus operandi of the NGOs is to portray child labour with slave-like images of children so as to extort monies from donor agencies that are sympathetic to their narrations. Mr. Setra said this when he read a statement in Parliament to mark World Day Against Child Labour. He said the negative and undesirable images being peddled around by these organisations are denting the good name of Ghana. Augustus Akwe and Dominic Noje have filed this report.
The importance attached to child labour issues by Parliament came to bear when four different MPs came prepared to present separate statements to mark World Day Against Child Labour. Apart from the Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Employment and Labour Relations, Inchi Buisiakosetre, a Deputy Minister for Gender, Children and Social Protection, Rachel Apo, a Minister of State at the Presidency, Comfort Kujogansa, an MP for Achima Nwabieja South, Anthony Buache, also made similar statements. Mr. Setre said the Statistical Service is undertaking a labour force survey, which, when completed, will provide relevant data on child labour for informed decision-making. He commended the good work being done by some NGOs in ensuring that children are well protected. He sounded a warning to NGOs who are giving false impressions about child labour.
There are others that are taking advantage of the prevalent child labour situation in Ghana and portraying negative and undesirable images about it. But these NGOs go to the extent of portraying child labour with slave-like images about our children that permits them to extort money from institutions that are sympathetic to their narration. Mr. Speaker, the perpetrators of such unethical behaviour will be fixed out and dealt with according to our law.
The MP for Achima Mponya, Isaac Esiama, called on government to ensure such dubious NGOs are brought to book.
That was Augustus Akwe and Dominic Lodge's report.